on a day like this especially, you know, the winter sun shining down on the city below, it really is spectacular. The sort of hard winter light on the Bath Stone makes it very dramatic.
We're on a section of the Bath Skyline Walk. The National Trust's Matthew Ward is quite right. There's a tremendous view across the city's spires and towers and sweeping Georgian terraces from here. This six-mile ramble through wooded hills and meadows, just south of Bath, is the most downloaded walk from the National Trust's website. Click on the site and you can pick from more than 130 walks. Lovely coastal rambles, treks across muddy moorland, hikes through lovely parkland. But this one tops the lot.
Yeah, well, I suppose we weren't really too surprised about that because we've always known how special it is, and I think more and more people are enjoying it. You know, Bath is a very, very visited place. It's a very popular place for people to come, and they go and enjoy, and they sample the delights of the city centre, the shopping and the spa and all the sights to be seen down there. But really, the wonderful thing about Bath is not only its buildings, but also the setting. And here we are on the sort of rim of the bowl. Bath is very much down in the dip there. And on this side of the city, the National Trust owns approaching 500 acres of countryside. And that's a wonderful thing.
And it's not just the views, it's lovely. There's meadows, there's woodland, yeah. There's all sorts of habitats up here.
That's true. You know, we're barely sort of within a mile of the city centre. And there are deer and badgers and foxes and all those sort of things. And then on a field like this, the pasture itself is undisturbed. It hasn't been ploughed or used for agriculture, and is really good for wildflowers in season, obviously. And so there is all sorts of, you know, there are nature conservation aspects to our work here as well. And these fields are grazed, you know, quite carefully for maximum benefit to wildlife.
The Trust is delighted that so many people, more than a quarter of a million over the last 12 months, are downloading the guides to these walks and getting out and about. Just behind Bath on the download table is Clumber Park in Nottinghamshire, and then Ashridge in Hertfordshire, a place very popular with Londoners desperate for a bit of fresh air. A walk on Brownsea Island in Dorset is another guide that many people have been downloading.
Brownsea Island's in this sort of region, a very, very special place. Yeah, it's a wonderful place to go and explore for a day. You sort of turn up at sandbanks or pool and take a ferry across. That's always a sort of an exciting thing, to get on the boat and go somewhere. And there are red squirrels, of course.
Of course, red squirrels. I've forgotten about them.
Yeah. They're very very rarely seen.
At the moment, though, I've got 6 miles to do here, so I think I'd better get going.
I'll let you get going.